Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 102, episode 2 of Joe Daly's Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially off the top, fuck Coke fuck Industries em. And fuck Fox News.
Fuck.
By the way, we have a cease and desist out to Robert De Niro's people for saying fuck Fox News on CNN over the weekend.
But like me, fuck them? Yeah. Really, Bobby?
Really, dude?
It's ugly when I see you, fam.
At least cite us. Fucked up. It's Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I'm on a podcast. My name is Jack. Miles got cold brew in a can. Trump's president, but not for long. Impeachment is coming on. It's coming on. That's courtesy of Dougie Fresh, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Okay, so there's a lot of Civil War talk going on. A few of you hit me with Civil War-inspired AKAs. So Miles Gray, a.k.a. Ulysses S. Grant, George Armstrong Hustler, William Tecumseh Sherman. Actually, I like General Sherman. TDZ Beauregard, Robert E. D. Just read that shit, bro. Wow. Ambrose Burn One Side, Graham Lincoln, Joshua Clear the Chamberlain, and Stonewall Jackson. Shout out to Christy Yamaguchi, man, at Christy Mean Donut. Also, Walter Chestnut Jr. for that AKA. Also, when I did that Sublime AKA yesterday, that one came to us from at Rotero Damas Picks. Sorry for not shouting you out.
Rotero-Damas Picks.
Amen to that.
Hell yes.
And also, Zeit Gang, all you listeners out there in the Chicago area, super producer on Hosnier will be doing her podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, live with Shireen, October 16th at 7 at the Hungry Brain. Get your motherfucking tickets and pull up, represent, you know, maybe there'll be free merch. Who knows?
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Aris Wanzer.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I know, right? I'm back.
Is this your third time or second time?
Second time with you guys, but I've been all up and through this office.
Yeah.
I'm like a virus.
Yeah. That I can't get rid of.
Right? Truvada for Pratt. Anyway.
Hey. Well, yep. That's you in the commercial.
Right.
That's a good check, huh?
It was a great check. Yeah. Yes, it was a buyout, but it was a great buyout.
Hey, look, buyouts are great, yeah, especially when they're nationals.
Yeah, exactly. I have no more student loans. I'm one of the debt-free Americans.
Bless you.
I know, I'm so excited.
Couldn't agree more.
Right.
About buyouts. Great.
It's banging. You don't have to wait for your fucking money. You got it.
Jack, when was the last time you were in a commercial? National. And be real.
I mean,
a national.
I'm just going to say it's been too long.
Okay.
but do you do a lot of commercial work?
I try to, but they don't be picking hoes. Like, they do not be picking me. It's fine.
Okay, yeah. Well, things will change.
Yeah,
things
I audition for a lot of commercials. I don't book a lot of commercials, so it's fine.
There's a change in the air.
Exactly. I hope so.
Yeah.
God, I hope so. Right?
All right. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment, but first we are going to tell our listeners what we're talking about today. We're going to check in with Uber. What's going on in their minds? You can look at the code and figure out what they're worried about.
Look at the code. It's in the code.
We're going to talk about blowing that whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Just had the continued fallout, the continuous news stories that are breaking upon our heads constantly. Yesterday, there were like three different big day-defining news stories all happening like on the same like push notification on my phone.
Yeah.
So
it's coming.
We're going to talk about all of those and more. We're going to talk about divestment as a solution to climate change. That as an idea. We're going to talk about personality traits that line up with musical preferences. But first, Aris, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Ooh, I can't believe that's the first question you guys are giving me.
I know.
I'm always looking for new shoes. Always. I have like 300 pairs of shoes, and that's not enough.
300 pairs?
Yeah.
Oh, like Imelda Marcos? That's a washed reference.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I mean, it's a historic reference.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
There's a difference between historic
is
and
that
washed.
The Filipino woman?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
there
okay,
you
yeah,
go.
Good
yeah,
for
somebody
me.
Knows,
I've
okay.
been knowing my shoe people.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, wait, is that the Filipino woman that has like a billion pairs of shoes?
Yeah, what was her record? It was something obscene.
Yeah, hers is something like a billionaire.
But are you
mine
trying to
like,
get there? Would that be you?
No,
oh, okay,
I purge shoes all the time.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So you purge?
Like the, yeah, as soon as the style's up, like it's kind of.
Oh, so will you lean into a style, take a, you know, be like, you know
yes.
what, this is the moment.
Yeah.
But know that the moment is fleeting and eventually that will have to be tossed.
Yes, unless it's like a classic look for me. Like I'm wearing sneaker wedges right now. I'm never letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, sneaker
okay.
wedges.
Yeah, yeah,
bam,
yeah.
right? Fucking
bam.
Comfortable. You can still wear them to a club.
Okay.
Bam. Mm-hmm.
How do you look for shoes? Because I just look on sneaker websites because I only wear sneakers. Is there like a website? Is there a way for
no,
you to centrally?
No, I totally Google search. I'm just like, all right, pointed toe, pump, in leopard print, actual like
boom
pony hair, which is actually just, you know, a cow. But it's called
oh.
pony hair. Yeah.
Oh, cow is just called pony hair?
Yeah, they call it pony hair to sound like fancy rather than like
cow
hair. Or like
whoa.
Leather with the hair still
right.
attached.
I'm wearing
it. Yeah, it's like a little less exotic. So
yeah.
it's like
we call that lazy
hair.
Leather.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they did a little less work.
You won't believe they skinned an animal that little children squeal over at birthday parties.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
yeah, like that. That's the hook. They're like, ooh, this is pony hair. This is cruelty to a young animal hair.
Exactly. Hey, people love veal.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
They know exactly what that shit
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I do wonder like if there was a point where people started liking food based on how cruel it was. Right? Because
I feel
there's
like that's
foie
like
gras
the basis of meat.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
you know what? Let's
yeah.
kill the dog.
Well, I think a lot of people probably don't know, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that's true.
You just eat something and then someone's like, you know what that is, right? It's
right.
like they force fed a goose till it fucking died, basically.
Right.
And they're eating the liver.
That's so sad. I didn't know that.
Or
that's
a duck
what foie gras is. They
yeah.
force feed it.
Oh yeah, to get all the. That's why it's banned. I think now again in California because they're like we can't stand behind this practice. It's
oh
just,
my god, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I did not fucking know that.
Yep. So
like, I don't eat it, so I'm in the clear. But still, yeah,
yep.
I think foie gras is gross.
See, for a while I wasn't able to get the foie gras quesadilla at Taco Bell because I was like,
they had
to get behind this. No,
that's
a joke.
I was like, I have to give that a firm nigga, please. Like, I'm like, wait, they had like a money, yeah,
yeah.
a money
yeah.
taco.
Yeah.
Like, you can get the $19 taco
mm-hmm.
if you feel like springing that at lunch.
You
like,
the Doritos what? Locos with truffle.
Right.
Right? It doesn't make sense. When truffle got like popular, I was like, there's no way this is all real truffle. How much of this is Parmesan?
Oh, for sure.
Maybe people are getting this.
Or just like the perfumed version, because that's the other thing. People, there are a lot of truffle oils. If they're not the real article, it's actually just perfumed oil.
There you go. Yeah, because like real truffle, I'm like, that's like a whole to-do to get.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, there's not enough pigs to sniff all this out.
Yeah.
Not to have like a company based on truffle
shit. And when you see like people who are like truffle dealers, like in the food scene, like that shit, it's real
like
drugs.
Crack.
They're like, nah, I'm sorry, I'm out. Like, I already promised this to this person.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, go to a restaurant. They're like, this is what I got. No, you're good. All right, I got to keep moving to the next restaurant.
Yeah, all the top chefs have their own connect and shit.
Yeah, some of them's legs are already broke.
Yeah,
right. There's like, are there like prized truffle sniffing pigs or like...
I don't know.
Maybe. Like one truffle per pig, and then you have to kill the pig.
Like, oh, no.
Like a bee gets one sting.
Is there the babe of truffle pigs?
Yeah,
right.
What is something you think is overrated?
Oh, my God. I'm going to get heat for this, but here we go. I think the Marvel bubble is bursting.
Wow.
Yep. Like, how many canceled shows are we going to? Like, they just canceled Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, there was a Ghost Rider show?
Exactly. And they're hoping, like, I think it was on Hulu or something, but they're hoping it gets picked up by someone else. But I'm saying, like, it already happened to Jessica Jones.
Right.
Jessica Jones got canceled?
Yeah, but then I think they tried to bring it back.
Because that was part of like the Netflix, when Disney Plus was about to come out, Netflix was like, well, fuck y'all then. We're not going to make your shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's why a lot of Daredevil and those other things. What was that other one? Iron Fist? What the fuck was
Iron Fist.
That one was, I tried watching that. I could not.
Exactly.
Isn't that a Marvel show?
That was the first Marvel production that I remember everybody just being like, this is hot garbage.
I'm telling you though, like, here's the thing. This is why the bubble has to burst, because when they made Marvel Studios, I knew the bubble was going to burst. Because how many superhero origin stories can we watch? They're so fucking repetitive.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, I've got powers. Oh my God, let me test them out. Oh my God, let's make a movie based on me saving the world. New powers.
Have you written any of this stuff down?
I'm telling you, this is literally the formula of every fucking Marvel movie.
What was
movie.
The first step? Oh my
and
God.
Guess what?
It's oh my God, I'm a loser. Oh my God, I have powers.
Yes, right. It's never some popular, awesome person, except for Iron Man, which was fun. I'm like, oh, at least he's rich and white, so this is not expected. Yeah. I didn't think you'd get any better than that.
And he made it work in a Taliban jail.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Now, so I'm just saying, like, and you know the good, like, good will prevail over evil every single fucking time. I'm like, okay, this is getting so predictable. I can't sit through this anymore.
Right.
So even if Thanos kills everybody, guess what? They're back. I'm like, okay.
Right.
Spoiler alert, done watching these films.
Yes.
Like, I'm done. There's no sense of mystery. There's no mystery.
I mean, there's even like but the box office numbers kind of support that too, that they're worried, right, that Marvel basically blew their wad this year with Avengers films, all these, like, they're like, what are you all going to do next year? Because like some of the stuff we're seeing coming up in development is like, this ain't it.
Nope.
This isn't the kind of stuff that's going to do $1 billion.
No,
right.
No.
Yeah, it's probably time to relax a little bit. But
yes.
I mean, I feel like anything, right? It's all marketing. So if they've identified an audience that has enough money to make the film even like $3 profitable, they're like, it's a winner.
Ugh, I'm just over it. Like, I think it's overrated. We've all seen the movie 100 times. You can just watch it. Like, this new DC one, the Batgirl thing coming out, I'm like, well, I know how that ends. I already know. Like, I'm glad that she's eating pussy now, so that's fresh. But I mean, yeah, like, that's fresh. I'm like, well, she's dyking it. I love that. But at the same time, I'm like, but I know how this ends.
You're
not going to kill her. She's going to win every time. It's just going to be what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, Batgirl's...
I'm bored.
Batgirl's a bad girl? A bad girl?
No, she's like, she's just a lesbian.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But she's a good guy. Yeah, she's like
you
a lesbian.
You said you're not going to kill her.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
oh,
but I mean, yeah, they're
like
not going to kill her.
She's a protagonist. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's a show, so they're going to want that going 6 or 7 seasons, so guess what? We know how that ends.
Yeah. Right.
Who gives a shit?
Guess what? In the end of the first season finale of the first season, she loses.
Right.
So the first season doesn't end all good.
Right. Season one.
Stay tuned for next season.
Exactly. Next season, I wonder if we'll have a different Batgirl.
I'll
bet you not, because she's under contract and those are public. So I'm going to go ahead and say she'll at least be in a bunch of dream sequences.
But you're a fan of comic books and the culture or no?
I like, you know what? I miss the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cartoon X-Men when Rogue was hot and not Anna Paquin. Girl, bye.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was like, that was the worst casting choice I've ever seen in my life. I was like, okay, this gap tooth bitch is not about to be my Rogue.
Not my Rogue.
With her flat hair. I was like, bitch, Rogue
was
Rogue a goddess.
Big ass,
yeah, she was
fucking
a goddess.
Hair, yeah.
I was like, are we joking right now?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We couldn't get Lindsay Lohan in her prime to play this?
Oh, like that would have been a much better Rogue.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. Yeah, with those breasts, I'm like, that's Rogue. Mm-hmm. Hello, let's sexualize Rogue again. Make Rogue hot again.
Thank you.
Yes.
God.
Well, because you know what? I think that old X-Men, that's going to be on Disney Plus now. That old.
It's gonna be banging.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fucking banging.
I'll watch those old cartoons.
I'm absolutely watching that.
But yeah, I think it's one of those things. Like, I like a lot of these comic book characters and things, but at a certain point, you're like, oh, sure.
It's like that Phoenix thing. Like, honey, if Phoenix isn't Famke Janssen, I'm not watching it.
Yeah,
and also, I need someone whose jaw could cut glass.
Right,
right, right.
I like my comic book characters looking just like they
and
did.
And that film was sort of tortured, wasn't it? Like, they had to do reshoots and stuff, and it completely flopped.
It's, of course, yeah, it flopped and because you're literally giving a platform to people who, one, have a platform. Like, the girl who played, like, she was something in Game of Thrones.
Sophie Turner, yeah.
Yes. And I think she's a great actress, but is she Jean Grey? Dear God, no.
No.
Can we stop this? Like, can we start casting like, according money. To... Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, she already makes money somewhere else. Honey, keep it there.
Right.
Like, have her, you know, have her be her trained English-ass self or whatever. I don't know where she comes from. I don't know. But I'm saying keep the characters true to what the characters were because that's just not it.
In my mind,
especially when we had a Famke.
Well, right. And also, like, you're dealing with one of the most powerful mutants in the galaxy, in the Marvel universe. So,
she doesn't have that aura about her.
I want to see some shit where you're like, this is fucking wild.
Yeah.
It's about one of the most dangerous mutants in the Marvel universe.
Right? That could have been lit.
Yeah.
Like, it was lit in the cartoon.
Yeah.
It was litty lit. Litty titty.
I remember when I got the Dark Phoenix trading card when I used to get like Skybox Marvel trading cards or I forget who made those. And I was like, at the beginning, I was like, this is a girl character. I don't know. And then I read the back and it's like, Dark Phoenix is actually the most powerful. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Whoa.
I'm like, now I need to read this.
Yeah. She's fucking punk rock.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Oh, my God. Most underrated comedic actress of our time is Jennifer Coolidge.
Wow, yes.
I think she is the funniest bitch on the planet.
I love Jennifer Coolidge.
Effortlessly. That's Stifler's mom.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also in Best of Show.
Yes.
She's in, she was in Lemony Snicket series of Unfortunate Event. She's in, that's the movie with Jim Carrey, which was way better than the show, let's be honest. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Neil Patrick Harris. Anyway, I'm here to insult
everyone.
I'm here to tell the truth.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, if you have a problem with me, slide in my DMs,
well,
bitch.
Well, then go on, Ruth.
Yeah, exactly. Tell the truth. Yes, exactly. No, so, but she's in so many things. She's so underrated. No one in, like Legally Blonde, where she has all those one-liners. I'm like, she's so fucking funny and does not get her day in the sun as I would see fit.
I think she's like one of those people that if you enjoy comedy, then you know who Jennifer Coolidge is. But to the general public, they're like, oh, I know her. But it's not like, yo, she's paid her dues.
Yeah, like she should not be known as Stifler's mom or anything else. Like she's Jennifer fucking Coolidge and she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I think that was sort of what blew my mind is like I knew her as Stifler's mom and like a couple other things. But then when Best in Show came out, I was like, what?
She's like, sometimes
really
we do things and then sometimes we don't talk.
We could talk or not talk about things for hours. We could talk or not talk about things for hours.
Stupidest shit ever. I'm like, God, she's so fucking funny. I got to meet her last week at a party called Evita. In Hollywood at the Nightingale Plaza. My friend throws that party. Shameless plug. Holler.
There you go.
Right, that my friend Ollie throws that party. My friend Ollie and Andres. And Jennifer Coolidge was sitting there with one of her favorite drag queens who was headlining that night. And I went and talked to her. I said, I just want you to know, I absolutely love you. Uh-huh. And you're perfect with comedic timing, your improv. I was like, I love you. I think you're wonderful. And she said, thank you so much. And she couldn't believe that she was being like recognized.
What? Really?
Yeah, she was just sitting there, like being left alone. I was like, "This motherfucking Jennifer Coolidge."
Oh, she was just in the cut at this party.
Yeah, like she was sitting at a private table. But
sure,
I mean, like I was also at a private table, so of course I went and talked to her.
Of course.
But it was lit. Like I was like, "Oh my God, I got to talk to Jennifer Coolidge." And I just thought about it. I was like, "She is the most underrated fucking comedic actress of our time." Yeah.
I feel like Jane Lynch gets the kind of credit now that Jennifer Coolidge should be getting.
And I think Jane Lynch definitely deserves it.
Yeah, 100%.
She's definitely fucking funny. Like, I love her in Mrs. Maisel.
Right.
Like, she plays a great character that is unexpected.
And also great in Best in Show.
Yes, so
you know
great in
mean?
Best in Show with Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, I want to see Jennifer Coolidge and more stuff. Like she should be getting so many fucking offers. I should see her in everything to where I'm bored of seeing her.
Well, we'll go outside. We're in Hollywood. We'll just yell it out.
Yes. Right? Hire Jennifer Coolidge. And myself.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget me as well. I also
hire Aries then Jennifer Coolidge.
Exactly. Help. Help. I'm black and trans. We need help.
Two hander.
Help. Yeah, please. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly.
Pull up.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
The last time I said that milk is good for you, that was a really good
that
one.
That was great.
That was a really good one. Okay, so what is one? Oh, you know what? And everybody thinks that everyone's hair is real on TV. Everyone has on a fucking wig.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
has on a fucking wig, from the guys
right,
to the
right,
girls.
Right.
If you watch the news every night, all of them got wigs on.
Really?
Yes. Every single person.
Call out like, some news wigs right
honey,
now.
Honey, like Kelly Ripa. Yeah,
oh,
like,
okay.
Oh, who, Diane Sawyer. That's an easy one. That looks like a helmet. Sorry, girl. Anyway.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, everybody has a fucking wig on. And I didn't know until I got into wig culture, which is TV. It's good for continuity.
Right.
Yeah, because
oh, right.
if you have to reshoot or you have to refilm something,
no
bitch,
haircuts.
She's sitting right over there. Like,
right.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, got it.
Fit it on. All right, get the makeup done. And guess what? You have no idea. We shot this 2 weeks later.
Sure. Yeah.
Because
sure,
it is
sure.
the exact same hairstyle. Sprayed into place.
Right, right, right.
And so, yeah, they call it news hair. Honey, they are literally... One of my favorite quotes is from Dolly Parton. And someone said, how long does it take to do your hair? She said, I don't know. I'm never in the room when they're doing it. I was like, bitch, you better
there
work.
There you go.
And like, in Dolly
yeah,
Parton.
She was outing that shit in the 80s. She's
right.
like, I'm here
yeah.
to tell you. These are wigs.
Yeah,
like,
right.
ain't nobody wearing their real hair because you would damage the fuck out of your
right.
hair.
And she's like, also, do you think
it.
I have this much fucking hair?
It's
they're
so
like,
much hair.
Call the fucking the CDC or something.
Exactly.
Right. There might be medical secrets contained in this scalp.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I know her neck hurts. Like,
oh,
she has
God.
To sleep with that on? Absolutely not.
So many parts of her must hurt. But
yeah, exactly. Her back for sure.
Oh my
yeah.
God. What does her hair actually look like?
Mm-hmm.
Just like close
look,
cropped.
Look, no. this we don't need to know. You know,
we don't.
Right?
Just yeah. Dolly, do whatever you got to do.
Right?
You know, I don't care what
Dolly
your tattoos are.
Yeah,
I don't care
do.
What your wigs are.
Yeah.
Just keep dollying
keep
it up.
Keep being Dolly.
Keep doing it.
But yeah, wigs.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a fucking wig on. And
it's
if you don't
one.
Believe me, oh, like Nicole Kidman in Big Little Lies.
That
oh,
was
my God.
That was Wig Little Lies.
That is
that
a Wig Little
Lies.
That is the most clocky wig. I was like, girl, if they don't give y'all a budget next season, I was like, you need to call my guy.
That was the first time that I noticed it. Like,
yeah.
Myself,
yeah, that was
when
fun.
I
yeah.
was like, yeah.
When that second season came around, we were both like,
oh,
hey,
shit.
I think everybody's wearing a wig or some
yeah.
shit. And we're like, it was that bad. Two
yeah.
straight men were like,
yes.
I think it's wigs.
Exactly. Like, is that where is her hairline?
Right.
Like, it starts from nowhere. It's
what's
true.
Her name? The one from The Descendants who had Ziggy?
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah,
right.
Shailene Woodley's. Shailene Woodley's was.
That's 2 days in a row where.
Offensive.
Two shows in a row where there's been a thing on the tip of our tongue that I know the listeners were probably screaming, going,
Shailene
Woodley!
Shailene Woodley! Why don't
it's
you
mohair!
Know
that? They're talking
about What are you talking
about?
I said
mohair.
It the second I thought about it without a pause. The magic of editing.
Boom.
Word.
Boom. all right, let's check in real quick with Uber before we get into all this whistleblowing
yeah.
shit.
You know, they've not had a great track record with safety for passengers. And that was like a big thing they've had to overcome with the new leadership that they had as the leadership changed.
And by overcome, do you mean hide from the public?
Yes, oop. Probably.
And
you know,
and
like, yeah. And, you know, like the first step, they had the safety kit where you could like report a driver, call for help and things like that. And then there's a new feature called ride check that would know if like you got in a car wreck or maybe there's been a very long stop for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But look, don't make it hot for people who are trapping out of an Uber, okay?
Yeah, so having sex with their driver.
Yeah,
right.
Please. What, do you want to crash while we have sex? Right. So now, there is a developer based in Hong Kong has like this rep of like reverse engineering apps to like look at what's in the code to be like, because people will hide shit in the app that we might not see as the consumers, but that functionality is there for people who are developing. And found something recently that there is a new audio recording tool inside the Uber app. And
like a black box for Uber?
I was going to say, it's like
yeah.
a plane?
Well, it's part of that safety toolkit, which makes people think it's like, okay, so they're not trying to do cheeky shit to be like, okay, record everyone's like messy-ass Uber ride
right.
in case they're saying wild shit. But right now, Uber hasn't really said anything on it, but it seems to be like a way that it would allow drivers to like, if your drivers or passengers, if the driver's like, being creepy, out of pocket, whatever,
right.
Abusive, you could actually begin recording, maybe unbeknownst to them, but it could essentially possibly have a live connection to some Uber safety center where they can monitor it, send help, or you just have receipts
right.
later on when you're like, okay, you don't believe me? Like, here it goes. Right.
I can't believe there are that many predators out there. I'm just trying to get a ride to the club.
Right, right.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I wonder if it leaves it on your phone or if it immediately uploads it to Uber. They're like, okay, we have that now, and thank you. We'll be dealing with this.
And they're like, actually, we can't do anything because that's a non-employee contractor
who
we don't treat with rights, or it's just an automaton but with human skin.
I mean, I've wished I had been recording when I was in an Uber before, but only because the person was the most high on cocaine human being that has ever spoken without a punctuation for 45 minutes straight.
45 minute run on sentence. Wow.
Yeah, but I mean,
where were you going?
About their career as an actor. I think I was going to the Valley from, not the Valley.
In their defense, that's kind of just actors.
Yeah.
They cannot wait to talk about them. I'm sorry, actors are the most obnoxious people. I'm calling all y'all out because I'm not really an actor. I do acting gigs. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, no, because
you're an artist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm an entertainer.
Yes.
I'm here to entertain you. Yeah, but actors, when you meet these diehard actors, they are so, they think everyone wants to see their one-man show.
Right.
And I'm like, no one gives a fuck.
A lot of one-man shows going around.
But yes, I know animated awful. Actor who's excited by their own narcissism and cocaine. And this is definitely sweaty.
Did you
that
say...
That is a fine line.
was it one of those things? Because sometimes, an Uber driver will hit you with a solo of their life story.
right.
Like sometimes it's unprovoked. Sometimes they find an in, right? Where they're like, what do you do? And you might've said something about comedy and they're like, oh man, love comedy, man. Cause actually I was just up for this audition, man.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. You got any water back there?
Right.
You're driving.
It's 4 in the afternoon. Yeah. It's what the fuck?
Look, I make sure everybody knows what I do whenever I get into a car with a driver. I'm pretty sure I didn't say anything.
Yeah, so the first thing you do 5 minutes into a ride and no one says anything, you go, huh, so you're not a fan, huh? I'm sorry? It's me, Jack O'Brien. Okay, whatever.
I cannot.
Do you, man. Do you.
I love how you're playing it cool, but it's okay. you don't need to.
I'm pretty chill, actually, man. I'm a regular dude, man. Right.
No, too many people want favors in this town. I'm always I work at a library. I don't tell anybody.
True.
Yeah, because they're just oh, so many business hook me up cards. With. I'm like, ew.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and it's time. Dan, just blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Also, right. Actually, shout out to Too Short, who just had his first child at the age of 53.
Yeah.
Maybe first child that he's acknowledging. I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions, but.
You're pointing out that now that all the news everywhere, all content is about this whistleblower and the Trump administration, the impeachment and shit. Like, you like check TMZ and they're like, I don't fucking know, man. Too Short just had a kid or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Stacey Dash.
Yeah. They're like wrongfully employed in that office at this point. There's no news.
Right.
Just close for a week, honey.
Yeah.
Like, give it a sec.
All right. So up first, let's just do a petty check with the State Department under the Trump administration. They are investigating Hillary's emails.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're up to.
That's where we're at.
Yep.
Their shit is so bad.
Again?
They're like, can y'all, hey, look, man. Check her emails again, maybe one more time.
They're grasping.
I mean, it's part of like the, I guess, continued investigation. But recently, they just went back to contact like around 130 people, officials from the government, by the State Department, just to figure out like what was going on with some emails. Like maybe there was some classified shit. They're like, we already did this. Like, yeah, we were talking about like business, but like we were never mishandling information. But, you know, they seem to still be digging.
Can they let the woman rest? Look, she's right. Not president. Let her go.
Yeah.
Let her go.
It's
double jeopardy at this point. I'm like, didn't we already try this case?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think this is still part of the same one because the comment was sort of like, we're going through millions of emails. So it's 3.5 years. So, yeah, like we're still on this.
Right,
I thought it was a new thing, but it seems like this is just...
It's an ongoing investigation.
It's the initial one.
They're still reading the emails.
Because it's anybody. Even if shit was... like, if your shit got forwarded on to that server, they were asking you. Like,
oh.
But it's like, I didn't even email it. They just forwarded my shit because I said something about some other thing.
Oh,
isn't
that's a nightmare.
Like,
6 degrees of that, wouldn't that just be all emails ever sent? Like...
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think it's only based on like four. I mean, they had a way to figure it out like very specifically, but you know, yeah.
I mean, this is shit that Trump has been saying since day one that the FBI should be looking into or his attorney general should be looking into. But now it's gone behind closed doors because he has, you know, William Barr. And he
I mean,
has,
what
like,
kind of devious person would take some kind of secret communication and then transfer that to another
server.
Wait, that's also Trump.
Wait,
fuck out of here.
Second,
the one thing, you know, obviously we haven't seen any kind of indictments or arrests coming from
nothing.
This. So, like, you know, keep digging. You know, try and find a new angle. That's pretty much the theme this week for the GOP is trying to find as many angles as possible, like a model on their first shoot.
Mm.
But right now, the problem is for the people who have been contacted, even though they've not been found to do any wrongdoing, like there'll be a note on their record. And that can actually be bad if, like, you're trying to get, like, a security clearance and things like that.
Mm.
So, in a way, like, it's also a way to fuck with these people, too. I mean, clearly, I think they'll be able to explain, like, y'all remember that email shit. I'm sure you could probably say that in a fucking interview. But yeah, that's like one thing people who were being contacted by the State Department were like, this kind of can fuck me up in the future a little bit.
Got it.
It's just unwanted scrutiny.
Yeah. Let's get into how the GOP is dealing with all this right now, real quick. Over the weekend, actually, a couple days back, there were some GOP officials and senators and congresspeople just appearing on, I think it was the, you know, various cable
every
news
show,
outlets.
Meet the Press, State of the Union, fucking 60 Minutes. They were everywhere because right now the game plan is like, just act stupid and deny everything.
It's, right.
There's no plan because this is the part that's like really hard if you're trying to defend like pure unadulterated bullshit.
Right.
You have no leg to stand on. So all the angles you try and work just look really bad and look very transparent. And you can never give a straight answer because a straight answer would be the truth, which is damning.
Right.
You can't just say like, yeah, he made that call and that is terrible. But it's just like they can't even go there because then you've given up the ghost. So it's like, well, actually, I think we need to talk about what's really going on with Joe Biden. Like, hold on. That wasn't my question, sir.
Right.
So, yes, everyone has been really sloppy with like all of their appearances
it's
on television.
It's because everyone knows. That's the thing that's the most annoying thing is that everyone fucking knows. We know. Like, we all know the truth, and we're all just dancing around it to avoid what?
Well, I guess that's the thing. It's like, because if the GOP give in, then the whole thing comes crashing down. Because they would essentially, if that were true and they acknowledge it, then be like, you know what? Yeah, we should probably impeach him and throw him out.
They're literally playing House of Cards, though. Like, it really is just, he's the last card. You guys were absolutely going to fall down.
Oh, yeah.
If he was your last bet at, like, white supremacy, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You were going to fail. You were going to fail. He's a walking failure.
I mean,
he's filed for bankruptcy, like, 8 times.
To your point.
Like, he's a failure.
There was a former police chief in New Jersey who right now is being tried on federal hate crime charges for slamming this young black kid's head into a doorway.
I saw that.
And in his depositions or like in his trial,
his manifesto,
he basically was saying that Trump, quote, is the last hope for white people.
Yeah.
Like that's was like, oh, good. OK, I'm glad somebody was able to fully articulate what other people have been observing and saying, oh, this is what it is. And just telling you, said, quote, I'm telling you, you know what? Donald Trump is the last hope for white people because Hillary Clinton will give it all to the minorities to get a vote.
Yeah.
That's the truth, I'm telling you.
Yeah, my dad said that years ago when he ran. He was like, oh, this is their last hiccup for supremacy, and then it's going to fall down.
Right.
Because we breed faster than them.
Yeah.
It's true. We don't have weddings. We have baby showers. Yeah.
Well, the thing, you know, so this all is kind of what's all swirling and sort of speaks to the desperation for people trying to defend the president. So first is Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority leader in the House, who said to other congresspeople right when Trump was elected, said that he thought Trump was on Putin's payroll. This is the guy who said that before he realized he was going to have to snuggle up with him. But, you know, sorry. He went on 60 Minutes, and apparently I don't think he even read the transcript of the phone call because, as we all know, the whole thing sort of hinges on this idea where the Ukrainian president says, I need these Javelin anti-tank missiles, and Trump says, but I need you to do me a favor, though.
Right.
It seems to me that a lot of GOP people think that or have not read it because they always point to that word though as being added by the media. And then this is the moment where Kevin McCarthy says that and he's like, no, fam, this is in the transcript. What are you talking about?
What do you make of this exchange? President Zelensky says we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. And President Trump replies, I would like you to do us a favor though.
Well, you just added another word.
No. It's
you said, I'd like
transcript.
You to do a favor, though?
Yes, it's in the White House transcript.
When I read the transcript, President Zelensky brings up a javelin as a protection for anti-tank, something that President Obama would not sell.
See, look, okay, just stop. That's not even, he's, that was actually kind of a cool way to begin pivoting without not saying anything. He's like, when I read the transcript,
right.
Let me start a new sentence.
I interpret the Bible. It's like, wait a minute.
Versus
so when I read that, that word actually doesn't come out loud inside my head.
Yes.
So therefore,
because that's the operative
it's
word.
Not there.
But I do that specific like fuck up on his part does, and the fact that this has happened a couple of times where people are like, you didn't say though. Where's that coming from?
Like, it's in the fucking transcript.
Right. I feel like that's an indication of like that they're just not letting themselves see what's actually there or something. Because
right.
like you wouldn't go on 60 Minutes and not have read the transcript. Like,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, but
yeah,
like,
maybe, but
he,
yeah.
He thought he was prepared for that interview.
Yeah. Oh, and if, presumably he has staff helping
right,
him.
I
too.
Just wonder how much is, of it is just like a disordered, you know, they're just papering over every different, you know, piece of information that they're getting in their bubble to basically keep up this scaffolding or this house of cards, like you were saying, of like beliefs that they have.
They're right. so blinded by the money because right. they're all just lining their pockets with these shady fucking deals that we all fucking know about. Again, we all know that you guys are accepting money from all these different places you're not supposed to, including, you know, I don't know, people at the top. So they're all just so blinded by the money and being told yes and being told that they're right within their little bubble.
Right.
Just
well, yeah, and they have
out.
A bad example in the White House, too, where it's like, oh, shit, okay. It's
just getting
on.
Away with lies
oh,
publicly.
It's like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Because you also look, there's a couple people right now who are members of Congress who the Ethics Committee is like sort of looking into their campaign finance things. There's starting to be more
exactly.
campaign finance things happening. But again, this is just sort of what's going on because when you're trying to defend an indefensible position, this is just what comes out.
Right.
And then so Stephen Miller, the little ghoul from the West Side.
Mm.
West Side? Had to do that out of respect for the West.
I was like, Steve Miller Band?
Okay, yeah, Stephen Miller, yep. So he was on Fox News and got absolutely rinsed by Chris Wallace because Chris Wallace has had it. Like,
right.
he's one of the few people who, you know, he waffles sometimes. At times he was like, I remember during the Kavanaugh thing, he was like shocked when his daughter told him, it's like, yeah, like women get harassed by men. Like,
right.
Straight up.
Constantly.
And he was like, I heard from my daughter. And it was like, there was like this whole scene where you're like,
right.
I'm sorry, what?
Yo,
and that made it real to you?
All they do is spend time around each other
right.
in the 80s, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so they're just being reinforced with the.
We used to call that horsing
reality.
Around.
Right. Right.
But
right.
like.
Just grab her pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this, so with this one, Chris Wallace, he's really been one of the more vocal people on Fox. He'd be like, this is not good. And even like talking to other people on Fox when they're like, you know, when he'll guest on someone else's show on Fox, he'll be like, you're kind of not treating this with the kind of urgency that it needs to be. Like, this is a serious thing. And they're like, oh, come on, Chris. And he's like, what? No, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? So this time, Stephen Miller goes on, who is the architect of a lot of the cruelty in terms of our immigration policy. And, you know, he's being asked straightforward questions. But when you can't give a straightforward answer, you do this.
About the information Ukraine possesses, about the corruption of the previous administration.
Okay, but let's just make this point. In May, as part of a regular interagency process, in May, 2 months before he withheld the aid, the Pentagon certified to Congress, certified a formal process, certified to Congress after a rigorous process and after consultation with the State Department that Ukraine had made dramatic progress in fighting corruption and that the aid should be released. Why did the president, if the argument is corruption, why did the president go against his own Pentagon and his own State Department?
Chris, I don't understand how you can ask that question while at the same time admonishing the president for wanting to get to the bottom of perhaps one of the biggest corruption scandals concerning Ukraine in the last few years.
I'm not admonishing anybody. I'm simply asking why did he go?
Chris.
I mean, this
Chris,
is
I like
this
you
is
lot,
an ex-
a,
with all due respect. This
tone,
is an exercise
a,
in obfuscation.
A,
why did the president
judgment,
go against his own Pentagon and State
your,
Department?
All right,
a tone
it.
Of judgment.
It's just this is where it is. Rather than being like, okay,
Miles, I'm sorry. Miles.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're not. Like, it's just
when you have to say someone's
so
name to
wack.
Buy you time to figure out what the fuck.
It's just so transparent, man.
Jack. Jack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We like, hey, I don't have a pot to piss in.
Right.
Can you just give me a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need my team to speak in my ear for me.
Like, hold on. Someone's holding up a cue card. Fuck.
It says we're fucked. Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, even Jim Jordan, he was on Jake Tapper's show, and Jake Tapper kept pressing him.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
He's like, you're not talking facts right now. He's like, these are facts. He's like, look, bro. He's like, okay, you want to talk about like these kinds of corruptions. He starts pointing out how Ivanka is getting trademarks and copyrights in other countries that we do business with. His sons are still doing business and generating money, like using the prestige
Crimes.
Of the office. Just like there's
Crimes.
Corruption there, even in this side of the fence, too,
right.
my guy. And he was like, all Jim Jordan could do was like, come on. He said, come on.
Yeah.
Like, why you got a wife? Come on. Come on.
Jake.
Come on.
Come on.
That's not an answer.
Yeah.
But that's like really almost in a way where you're saying like, have mercy on me. You know I'm bullshitting up here.
Right.
Come
right.
on. Come, come on. Man. Come on.
You and I both know. Very yeah. well.
Come on. Oh.
Like, is it worth the money? And especially to put all the cruel, like, immigration stuff into place.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gaining from being cruel to all these people as well?
Well, I think these people just, I mean, Stephen Miller, I think at his core, is just an evil person. He wants.
Those people should never be in charge of anything.
Well, that's the problem. So, yeah, like, when you get these people who, you know, because Trump had to shed a few generations of staff.
Right.
To get to this point.
So
too.
Many in 3 years.
Yeah, where there so were people many. Who were like holding their noses and they're like, fuck, I'm not going to, I don't want to work with this person. Some people just gave the fuck up. Other people were truth talking too much to the president that he fired them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's, now we're left with like the evil motherfuckers.
Right. We're at like the ninth string players because, first of all, they're like nobody wanted to work for the Trump administration at the outset. They were like, well, this is going to
I think some
bad.
People did when they didn't realize. You know, because I think at the end of the day, if you're a very opportunistic politician, to work for the executive, to work at the White House is a good thing you could hang your hat on. But I think some people maybe thought it was just going to be like MAGA fun all day. We're really making America right. great rather than like, oh, I'm getting fucking food thrown at me in public. Like right. I'm a pariah.
And you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm like,
deserve it.
And I'm co-signing all this evil bullshit. So, yeah. You know, can get a little it gets a little stressful.
When we listened to the Stephen Miller Fox News clip, I was like, wait, what does that response remind me of? Somebody just being completely out of shit to say and just being like, look.
Right, right.
And it was the Jim Jordan clip that you played earlier in the office, yeah. which is the exact same shit.
Because they're getting just fucking, yeah. I mean, and then also on top of it, you have Rudy Giuliani making it worse every fucking day. He opens his mouth and causes another problem. And recently, again, Chris Wallace on his show broke a story or a dimension of this story that wasn't reported. So, okay, Fox News, do you? That was saying that not only was it Rudy Giuliani working on behalf of the president, quote unquote, off the books to dig up dirt. Also, this guy, Joe DeGeneva, who's like on there. He's like a talking head Fox News lawyer and his wife, Vicky Tensing. They've also been implicated in all of this. And they've just been out here being like, no, I don't know anything about that. The president, I don't even know if Ukraine's a fucking country.
Wait, these are Fox mm-hmm. News personalities?
Yeah, I mean, they're like lawyers, but they come on because they cape for the president. So right. they like to be like, and here's a lawyer who has no Damn. Soul who will say legal words to make you, the viewer, feel like this isn't as bad as it is. And yeah, what's funny is, too, even before their names were brought up on Sunday, the Daily Beast like reached out to Joe DeGeneva for like just to get his take on what's going on. Like, and he wasn't even named. Nobody knew he had anything to do with this. The second they brought up the word Ukraine to him, this guy loves to give interviews. He just said, I'm not commenting on anything.
Right.
And then wow. when they asked why, he said, I'm not commenting on anything and hung up.
Damn.
Wow.
So he was already shooketh.
Joe D.
From the onset.
It's almost like an airtight seal where like all of the people who are covering up and like on Fox News are involved with the original like conspiracy in the first place. So yeah. like... Yeah.
It's just, where did you think this was going to go? Especially right. in the culture, it screams their age so badly. Oh, like, oh, you guys are used to the way things used to work. Whereas right. we have camera phones, we have emails, we have proof beyond proof beyond proof of the things that you do.
Right.
And you will be held accountable.
And we have people right. who are tired.
Yes, yeah. exactly. That's and broke.
Thing. Yeah.
Honey, don't be broke and tired. Yeah. They're really going to get your ass. It's they easy, did it to yeah. Marie Antoinette. They'll do it right. to you.
It's easy to be fucked, you know, fucked up and corrupt in the 80s and 90s.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
When you like could cover, when you could shred papers and it was gone.
Yeah.
When you
exactly.
could, no, it's never gone now.
Right. Right.
So if you did it within the past 20 years, honey, we know about it.
Yeah, it's a new, well, I mean, well, hopefully it'll be a new era. That's where we hopefully can see momentum going with
accountability.
These impeachment inquiries.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
The polling is not conclusive yet. There's some polls that indicate that people are, you know, ready for things to, you know,
get
return
back on track.
To reality. mm-hmm. And there's some polls that say, like, support for the president is still extremely high. Real quick,
areas.
Let's check in with, like, what's some developing news? What has changed since we last spoke on this subject?
Rudy has been subpoenaed. Rudy Giuliani fully subpoenaed. They're like, come with the receipts, because the shit you said on CNN basically makes you look very guilty.
Oh. Right.
So
it's exciting.
Please bring your shoebox with the receipts.
Trump and Barr went after the leader of Australia, the Australian head of state, to basically get help investigating the FBI and CIA. So It's basically, you know how after he says, do me a favor, though, he starts talking crazy shit about CrowdStrike being like a Ukrainian operation. So it's more on that stuff, basically trying to get help from foreign leaders in fabricating stuff about the beginning of the Mueller investigation.
So he wants the Australian government to look at itself to produce some kind of report that makes them look bad?
Yes, because Australia was involved, like when people first started realizing something was up.
And George Papadopoulos was running his mouth.
Talking to an Australian like diplomat or something like that.
Yeah, somebody like that, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, you guys must have been involved. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Sorry, Mr. President, I can't really look into that for you.
Yeah.
The thing about that CrowdStrike shit is, okay, first of all, that's a debunked conspiracy theory that this old man just can't get out of his brain, which is another aspect of this whole shit, right? Is like, is he, we've always been like, you know, questioning his morality, right?
But now, mental health.
Yeah, like, right now, just in general, it's we're able to be like, maybe he actually can't fathom how bad this is or that he even didn't. Like, he is fully not capable of doing that.
I think he fully is delusional. Like, he is so delusional. He thinks everybody loves him. He doesn't understand.
Right.
He's a megalomaniac. Like, he's all ego, no reality.
Right.
Like, he's like an actor on steroids. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, and he's your Uber driver, and he's ready to talk to you about Ukraine.
Yes.
The thing was, his own staff, right? His own staff, Trump's own staff, were telling him, yo, this theory that you and Rudy Giuliani are like going after has been completely debunked. They're like, this is not it. It's not even remote. It's not even the same neighborhood.
Drop it.
Yeah, just let it go. Even his first Homeland Security advisor told the president, he's like, there is no basis for the idea that it was Ukraine and not Russia that got involved in the 2016 election.
Right.
But the problem is Rudy Giuliani keeps telling Trump this. Yeah. And that's what a lot of the reports are. It's like, then Rudy gets back in his ear about this shit, and then he's tweeting off this bullshit again.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of, like, that shows you, like, you know, it's like, you know, if an elderly person heard about vaping, and then you get that chain email, being like, hey, you never know with the vaping.
Yeah.
Or watch out for the vaping.
Everything's going to kill you. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? The whole world is on fire.
Hey.
It's like, I'm going to smoke myself out.
See, millennials and Gen Z unite in our nihilism.
Over at the Wall Street Journal, where they're, you know, accurately reporting on this story, but then their opinion page is basically the Fox News light.
Yeah.
Their most popular article of the day is John Durham's Ukrainian Leads that talks about how they're looking into the origins of the Mueller report, so you can still hold out hope. They're like, what he asked about was like CrowdStrike, and we don't know the answer to that yet. So they're still out here doing that shit.
Imagine being on a TV show where the point of the show was for you to verbally describe like the object in front of you. And it's clearly a can. But your mission is to never say the word can and fuck your audience up to think that it's not in fact a can on the table. You're like, what I actually see is a cylindrical object that is patriotic in nature and made of strong aluminium.
Right.
Like, aluminium. This is, I was watching Fox over the weekend, pretty much like every day at some point I would check in to see what they're saying. And it was constant the way they, and like, it was a pattern of the truth is not the truth. And then little chunks of hope for the viewer of like, and we're going to get into Biden after this next break. He's like, because the former vice president might also be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
Like, and that's how they're just doing the ooh, him too kind of thing to get like to get their viewers to like feel good about this shit right now.
Man.
And it's just so, I feel, you know, I don't feel bad, but like, it's just, this is where the fuck we're at right now.
It's been ongoing for 3 years though, because they're like, he won. And then they're like, but let me tell you about Hillary. And I'm like, are we, she lost. Leave the bitch alone.
Right.
Like, we're done with that. Let's really talk about his problem now.
Right.
Because we cannot figure out what the fuck his problem is.
Right. Here's this meme where Trump is the Undertaker and chokeslams her into a grave.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, I think she's just in her little house.
Just tombstoned her.
We have talked before on this podcast about, you know, the possibility of a civil war, saying it's, you know, a second American civil war is unlikely. But people who are experts on modern civil wars say that, like, there are a lot of the ingredients for a modern civil war present. And, you know, Robert Evans did an entire podcast called It Could Happen Here about what a second American civil war would look like. Trump came out on Twitter and was basically like, if y'all impeach me, it's going to...
There could be civil war.
Yeah.
Let's bring it on. Sorry, yeah. Where's it going to take place? Somewhere stupid? Don't voted for
don't
him.
Fuck with right. me.
I'm fine with that. Just not in LA. Hi.
Yeah.
No, we're too high in California.
Exactly.
Like, I don't do that.
I wish we would just
too
leave.
Too high and too unarmed, like, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be like, here, I'm going to hit you with my tickets to my one-man show that didn't sell out.
Right.
Yo, that is a weapon.
The whole thing is he was quoting this guy, Pastor Robert Jeffress, who was going on Fox all day being like, no, I've talked to thousands of evangelical Christians over the last few days, and the mood is that they will be so upset if the Democrats use impeachment to overturn the election and overturn. It's like, this is not overturning the election.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This they're
being like, you're breaking the law. You're being impeached.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But that's sort of their narrative of this is sort of like the sore losers can't do it, even though he lost the popular
Honey,
vote.
Honey, what doesn't upset evangelical Christians? I'm sorry. Two men in a commercial being in love is upsetting
right.
to them. Who gives a shit
yeah.
if they're mad about their stupid president who's doing fucking illegal crap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I think so that's where he got that whole thing. And I think he likes... Again, he wants to always, if it wasn't the economy first, he's like, oh, just let me, you fuck with me. The Wall Street's going to fucking crash.
Yes.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, it's similar.
And then it's been pretty stable. Kind of. I mean, yeah. It hasn't been crashing.
Honey,
but
no one's going to stop spending money because you get impeached. I still have to buy things.
Right.
Right.
Okay? Like, right. I need Q-tips.
Right.
I'm not like, worried about you.
And the people on Wall Street be like, yeah, should we just dump his ass because we need to get this money?
Exactly.
And then so this whole thing, right, there was a Harvard professor who was like, him already tweeting this would also be grounds for impeachment.
Yes.
To say, like, threatening civil war to prevent Congress from doing its constitutional duty. Like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
He's an evil villain.
Yeah.
Like, but,
and he has no finesse.
Yeah. And it's a country obsessed with these Marvel and DC movies about supervillainy doesn't recognize a supervillain.
Right.
Well, like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're a lot dumber in reality, turns out.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're not geniuses. Michelle right. Obama said that. She said, I've been in the room with world leaders, and they're not that smart.
Yeah.
People are not as, she literally said this. I was like, you better work, bitch.
Yeah. Right.
Like, call them out. It's true. They're not the smartest people. Otherwise, there'd be no war.
Right.
War is it's a product of stupidity.
Yeah, it's a
because
failure.
We have words. We
yeah.
all understand each other now. We have devices where we can translate your words to be understandable to my words.
Right, so right, right.
We have all this understanding and knowledge that could go around, and instead we're going to use bombs and buy weapons because we're still stupid.
We're still using our caveman brains.
Yeah, it's stupid as hell.
Yeah. Well, you know, bright future ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Right, I can't wait for the world to burn. I hope I get to watch.
Yeah, that's like most people. You're part of that very distinct group of people who use those exact words
anyone
to describe
who's...
on the left and the right. They're like, let's just burn it down.
Exactly.
Right,
no, because guess what? If you're not in the 1%, you'll burn it down.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
You know what? If you get to have 3 yachts and I'm paying rent,
mm-hmm. right.
It's time for you to go.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
And we're back. And speaking of burn it down, there's a New Yorker article about this solution that I guess has been around for a while, but basically focuses, I think the article is called Money is the Fuel That Climate Change like Burns On, or something like that. And basically focusing on the role of money in perpetuating climate change, like the fact that, you know, there are these enormous banks like JP Morgan that is, you know, has huge amounts of money invested in technology that we know is actively, you know, bringing about climate change. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, that's something that can't be faked. Like, that's not a thing that you can hide in the dark. Like, if it's a market thing like that, that's,
right,
you know, has incredible amounts of money, and it's like one of the Fortune 5 company or some shit like that, then you can shame them. You can like bring this sort of shit to their attention. So they're basically talking about the possibility of making these companies, through shame and through publicity, divest themselves from any.
Right. Well, and even more than that, through fucking money.
Right.
Sadly, like, you know, I hate to quote Vanilla Sky, but the answer to 99 out of 100 questions is money.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
You actually love to quote Vanilla Sky.
Love to quote Vanilla Sky. Yeah. Also, like, you know, the scenes where they show attraction,
right,
very realistic.
more it was films. Not the worst movie in the world. It's just Tom Cruise is awful. No, like, can we stop, it's funny, giving him money?
No, actually, it was funny because when Jack first brought up this article, I was like, I think in Vanilla Sky, one of the first lines is the answer to 99 out of 100 questions is money. But then I found a YouTube video where a pickup artist is breaking down how Vanilla Sky will show you how to interact better with women.
Right.
It was very sad. Anyway, that'll be in the footnotes. But
it's,
yeah,
just Tom Cruise is such an alpha, is what you have to understand.
Yeah.
And
AMOG, dude. You got AMOG. Alpha male, other guy. You're the other,
right,
guy.
You don't want to be the other guy.
Well, gladly pass. Yeah, on, no, soapbox
I
standing by.
The whole thing was a toxic fire. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Like, all it sadly, when the profits look a certain way, or your money doesn't look right, then it's an issue. It's,
right,
not the existential threat to future generations and many of the people who will be living on this earth to see some awful
It's
changes.
Just 20 years away. 20 years goes by like that. Think, mm-hmm, of,
right,
where you were 20 years ago. We're here now.
Yes.
So
20 years ago, 1999.
Exactly. Yep. It goes by really, really fast.
Yeah.
So the ice caps, they're like almost completely melted now. I'm like, this is not going to end well for anybody.
No.
There will be no Miami.
Right.
There will be no New York. Because it will all be underwater.
Yeah.
And these are realities that are coming that could be reversed if we all just chilled out a little bit.
Maybe.
And
I mean, like,
you can't eat money.
But that's the message, right? Is like, if we want to even have a shot at this,
right,
then shit has to get fucking extreme very quickly.
Yeah.
Like,
now,
in terms of how we're like, we need to fucking hit the brakes on so many things. But again, because money's being made, that's,
right,
not going to slow shit up.
Right.
So then the only way, I guess, because everybody, for all the people who are moving capital around in the world and, you know, perpetuating the climate change from this aspect, can they be moved?
Yeah.
If the profit margins look different.
Yeah, I think one of the lines in the article is there shouldn't be like masters of the universe who are like sitting back and controlling everything from Wall Street. But the fact that there are masters of the universe, we can take advantage of that to like try and shame right. those masters of the universe.
Well, then let's fucking get all these people's names out.
Right. So Jamie Dimon is the person that they point out is the CEO of JP Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
And they are the company that is most invested in fossil fuels and, you know, just retrograde forms of energy. And he's also part of a movement that is basically trying to have their cake and eat it too among CEOs, where they're no longer only focused on shareholder value. So up [S2] Right. [S1] To this point, like from the 80s, through like basically last year, the main job of a CEO that would keep them from getting fired was how much money they were making for their shareholders. And that could include, you know, fucking over customers, fucking over employees, just as long as they got that shareholder value. And he's part of a movement where they're like, no, let's take a step back because that is transparently evil and people are starting to notice that about me and my kids are asking me questions probably. Let's look at the entire health of the company. Let's look at like how healthy, like is this sustainable, for instance? Right. Is this growth sustainable? Is it doing good things for the customer and the employee and the shareholders? Like let's at least put those other humans.
His like lukewarm wokeness that he likes to parade around with, like before he was right. like, you know, we got to do something about housing prices because like younger people can't afford them.
Right.
And I'll just say that and won't do anything.
Right.
Exactly.
But I'll say that. And this other shit, interesting anecdote about him, just so you can see like what being very wealthy and white can do to your brain.
Right. So nice.
He fucking pitched Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, an idea for a corporate rom-com he had thought up.
Fucking
pulled up to Bob Iger and was like, hi, I'm Jamie Dimon. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing about anything.
Right.
Except making
Here's
a lot
pitch.
Of money.
Here's a pitch. Jamie Dimon, a character named Jamie Dimon, like a really attractive woman falls in love with him.
So do you know the what end. It was?
No.
Okay. It's
Wait,
almost
it got breaking. Made?
No, it did not get made.
Okay.
Because the pitch sounds like some fucking evil quadrillionaire, whatever right. the fuck you are. Thought up a fucking movie idea from your corporate headspace of what a rom-com would be.
Oh, okay.
It's very much involving the mechanics of a corporation at right. the level he's operating in and
a
romance.
A CEO and CFO fall in love.
Please, he's just trying to tell on himself and his affair with
right.
his secretary.
Right, right.
I'm like, this just sounds like a confession.
This is what he said. Quote, it was about a woman who couldn't pick men very well, so she had a board of directors of women who would be testing men for her and picking her husband. Not only that, he also said it should probably star Bette Midler and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. He had the casting in his eyes.
He likes them older. That's fresh.
I don't think he knows anything past that, though. He's like, I don't really watch movies.
Like,
it's too much
weird.
They are
Dinotopia over there. Right. Like, no shade. Lovely women. But I'm like, oh, I expected something different.
Shout out to Bob Iger because he said, that's just a bad idea.
Right?
That's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, I'm also rich and white, and that's
like,
a no.
Right.
Like, but here, look, you no deal me, with dog. Like moving money around in evil right. ways. I'll just convince people to pay for the same movie 900 times over and over.
Exactly. Right. We're going to make The Little Mermaid 8 more times.
Right.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
This time it's CG, but photorealistic.
Right. And she's still black, though.
Right. But because it's CG, we can just assign a skin tone value for different mm-hmm. markets Whoa. And not upset anybody.
Right. Now she's green.
Yeah.
Yay. Everyone's happy.
Due to pollution.
Yes.
See,
future
what about that
mermaid.
One? Yeah.
Exactly.
Where
she's covered
Ariel's
in sludge.
All sick and Eric's like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
He's like, please, the seas are so filled
right?
with plastic.
It's played by that Olsen twin.
Yeah.
So it's realistic.
Dying.
Took it there.
Yep.
Who looks like they're dying?
Exactly.
What? Miles, this story says that personality traits may be linked to musical preferences.
Yes. Look.
No,
okay.
No way.
No it's, duh.
In a way, yes. Like, so the people who put the who did the study are not out here saying like this is conclusive evidence that there are these strong correlations.
It is though.
But their thing is a lot of people are like, you know what? There's a lot of interesting pathways for more research now because if what they've dug up seems pretty interesting. So they were mapping a lot of people's like psychological traits and political leanings or things like that, sort of in juxtaposing that with their musical tastes. So they found a preference for rhythmic music. such as rap, hip-hop, reggae, and R&B, was associated with specific aspects of agreeableness, but not as a broad domain, okay? But they did say rhythmic music fans tended to score high for traits related to compassion, but lower on politeness, you know, because we're rude. Yeah, rude them. Now, people who like one of the other connections they found is some people who are not really into like upbeat music, up-tempo music, loud shit, were typically more introverted and also did not like to go near like large gatherings and things like that because they maybe suspect that the music could be overstimulating. But those are things, they're not jumping to those conclusions. They're just saying like, we noticed this. There may be something there. Like, what questions does that bring up? Is the music too lit for somebody who's skittish?
But like upbeat music resists, like when you're listening to upbeat music, it doesn't lend itself to introspection. And I feel like lower key music does.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Maybe it's just sort of.
Yeah. Oh, they're like, I don't need all this distraction.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I have to look inward. I have like cleaning my house music, which is like your John Mayer Radiohead music.
Okay,
and then I've got my getting ready music when I'm like painting my face pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like your Britney, your like up-tempo stuff.
Okay.
Right. Like, and that's because I don't have time to think right now. I need to be the person I'm paid to be. Yeah, exactly.
You need to be the person I'm paid to be.
Exactly.
Oh, that is great.
We all know that person.
Hell yeah.
No, but it's actually a tweet I really love. It said, if we all go to hell for downloading music illegally, I hope we're separated by genre at least.
Yeah,
and
right?
I completely agree. Because
well, this is the other thing too. So they said that another question that they were posing was, there was a link, a small link, between conservative and religious entertainment and neurotic, hostile, and eccentric tendencies. So, but their question is like, does that mean that those people and movie interests are more willing than the average person to like acknowledge common personality failings? Or does it mean that those people struggle with negative emotions and then they turn to conservative religious media for answers?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a lot of things where there's enough to be like, we can't say one way or the other, but that's an interesting sort of thread to mine a little bit to understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that just because like a lot of religious people, they're looking for answers so heavily. And there's something dangerous about needing to know everything because I don't need to fucking know. They're like, are there aliens? I'm like, I really don't need to know. I don't. I really need to get my rent paid next month, and that's where I'm at.
He's like, well, if the aliens are paying my rent, then I'm
exactly.
interested.
Exactly. I'm right. like, what's going on? This is LA, okay? Like, you guys are not under enough pressure to give a shit about where God comes from. I don't care. Like, he put me here. If he exists, whatever. I'm
Shout
dealing
out to
with
him.
What I've got.
Or
yeah.
her. Or it's
exactly.
they.
God's
Energy.
A black woman. Anyway,
yeah.
It's Oprah.
God is Missy Elliott.
She's oh. among us. Yeah, Missy Elliott would also
Missy Elliott is Christ.
Be a really good one. I'm like, these beats are lit, fam. I believe it.
But yeah, like, you know, there's enough to think like, oh, maybe there is. I mean, even the researchers themselves aren't convinced. So, most times you get these studies and they come with their chest out being like, this is the truth.
Right.
Based on my sample size of 180 people.
No, go to a Nickelback concert and you know this is real.
Okay? Oh,
like,
I'd be
you know
there.
What? I am more intelligent than everyone else
well,
here.
Well, I would fuck that whole thing up because I'll be at a Nickelback show.
Miles, I am, look at this
Team Nickelback.
Photograph. Every time it makes me laugh.
That's some good writing. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know, that was shade.
No, it's well deserved. But, you know, there's something about it. Shit, I might be evil. You know, I don't know.
I cannot.
Because I fuck with Nickelback.
I like that rock star song.
I mean, Nickelback is more wistful than it is religious or country.
Yeah, it's
country
not,
western.
Yeah. It's not giving an agenda.
Well, I mean, they were, you know, they all talk about like getting along too.
Right.
If Everyone Cared is a great song.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I mean, fair. Fine. I'll let you have Nickelback.
No, you don't have to. It started off as a joke, like a rom-com, and then I fell in love with it.
Hilarious.
Right.
But I feel like if some other dude really came at me with some heavy Nickelback energy, I'd be like, I'm cool. Thank you. But I kind of like it half jokingly.
Right.
But, you know, if they're Canadian, shout out to y'all.
Has Nickelback ever suspected that you guys started dating on a dare?
I hope not.
Oh, man.
And please don't say that out loud. I have to see Chad later.
Reese, it's been a pleasure having you.
This has been fun.
Where can people find you?
Instagram is my main. Yes, Instagram is my main. And I'm at Aristocrat, AristoCrat. And that's also the same on Snapchat, Grindr, Twitter.
TikTok?
Yeah, right. No, I don't know what that is. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, me too.
Like, what the hell is
I
this?
Hey, you can follow me on TikTok. I haven't posted anything yet.
Right?
Oh, really?
I don't know how to use it.
I'm not the one.
I mean, I do know how to use it. Just make a video. But
I'll pass. I've got Instagram.
It's like a lot of work.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah.
Is there a tweet or post on Instagram that you've been enjoying that you want to tell our listeners about?
Just anything with by Angelica Ross. Follow Angelica Ross. She's a fellow trans woman of color. She stars in Pose and AHS 1984. Just go and read her tweets. She is a truth teller. She hosted the LGBTQ forum for the president's, the president hopefuls, presidential
candidate?
Hopefuls.
Yeah.
Yes, there we go. I was going to say, what the hell are they called?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she did an excellent job, and she has been reading people for a filth, and she's amazing. Go. So follow her everywhere as well.
Boom.
Miles, where can people find you?
Man, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. A couple of tweets I like. First one from Andrew T, at Andrew T. If there was even one good journalist out there, one of them would ask Trump which side he was on in the last Civil War. Blair Saki, at Blair Saki. Yes, I talk about my pussy a lot on here, but I also gave two different ailing strangers allergy medication out of my purse last week. another one from Yodoye Travis, at Professor Doye. Fun fact, manga is mango for girls. Japanese manga.
Interesting.
Okay. And Amy Miller, at Amy Miller. This kid just yelled at his mom, why do you always have to go to Starbucks? Ugh. and she just sighed and said, I don't know.
Oh, shit. That is
That's
a
amazing.
Dark glimpse into that light. Yeah.
I know. The kids are fed up, honey.
I know. At Lias, L-I-A-S. _ tweeted, please take your Apple Watch off. If you are wearing a dress or formal attire, you look like a spy kid. And John is toasted, tweeted, I inject heroin into my arm that's scarred from times prior. My eyes roll back into my head as my manager pounds on my door, telling me I'm on in 5 minutes. Let's rock, I say as I grab my bass guitar, take a pull of whiskey, and get in my Chuck E. Cheese Mouse band costume. you can find me on Twitter, @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be today?
This is a track by Parallel Dance Ensemble. I have not really, I don't know much about them. Was, you know, fucking around the internet looking for music. And this is a track called Weight Watchers. And it's a dope band. It's like, they're very edgy. Playing, like, I'm presuming live instruments as well. But, you know, it's got a little punky, rocky feel, but good rhythms, too.
By right. edgy, you mean they, like, make you feel like edging?
No, definitely not. I had to stop edging. Okay. But, no, this is more like, it's a very lo-fi sound. It's raw.
Raw.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I meant. Raw.
All right. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app. Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. And we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Out of jail, see my frame and they go pale. I smash these teeth cause she too frail. Boys will slap me in the VIP, bony BS trying to trip. Eat that ice cream, lick the drips. We just the zip cause we just dip. Can't compare me to the
Zeit Gang. You like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, cause Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hold up.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.